We can start as soon as you're ready. And all countercurrents, all things who have this double aspect, have in one or the other way a relationship to the U. So why not starting with that? Just take your hands in front of yourself, feel them, and slowly start to stream upwards. Create a stream going up. Lead it with your hand. And if you stay connected with your body, you feel a counter current going down. And you feel your feet very well now when you're up. And then turn your hands and slowly come down. Stream down, create a stream with your hands going down. At a certain moment you feel a stream upwards coming about, which makes you feel growing, becoming tall. And let your breath react. Do a little step forward and just relax again. And we're not, when we now take into consideration this picture of the two U's, maybe we can even start to experience a little bit these aspects. Yeah, okay, oh, how nice this countercurrents, but also, okay, where do they come from? Where are they rooted? Streaming up. And streaming down. And there are so many things you can observe. Just notice how your breath reacts. Notice when does the streaming up begin. Notice, oh, where do I feel my height? Where do I feel grounded? What's my center doing? Just enjoy this simple exercise. Let your breath react. Okay. Now, when we do the U is in a way a parallel gesture. Parallelity has a lot to do with U. We will have another aspect afterwards, but we will now elaborate on that a little bit. And we just do the U in our body. And just let your hands just be relaxed next to your body. They hang on your shoulders, weightlessly. And then start to feel the cells of your legs, of your body, and slowly contract your body and make it thin. And just by the power of your will, your feeling, your intention, let your body become thinner and thinner a little bit, yeah? 2-3 centimeters. And maybe you notice the arms come along. I hadn't put any consciousness into my arms now because I was speaking about my body, and you see the arms are now, they lean against my body just by themselves. And now I expand my body again, I breathe, and my arms just hang down normally again. And you can do this by willingly contracting the cells of your body, or you just by the power of perception, you just perceive your body, the cells of your body, in a way that they like to slightly contract without tension in a way. But they contract, and in both ways the arms will follow. Let's try it again and choose the way you prefer. I make my body contract a little bit. My arms follow. And I just feel this heldness of the U and the light which might come into being within me, an inner uprightness, a light-filled uprightness. I enjoy it and then I let go. Maybe it worked instantly, maybe you had to look for it a little bit. You can help your arms, oh come on, I help you to go there. So everything is allowed. It's just being busy with this question, yeah, in this way. And if you have succeeded, then you will be curious, can we go a step further? If you haven't succeeded, maybe it's easier the way we are doing it now, yeah? Everything is possible. Doesn't look like it, but oh, let's try. Just put your hands up there. And now we do just the same. I just need a little bit more skirt. And now I again feel my body, and I make my body contract, and I allow my arms to follow. I contract my body in order to bring my arms together. And I contract my body. I contract my body, and through contracting my body, I bring my arms also into this form which has been come into existence before. And then I let expand my body, and my arms can sink down. Let your breath react. When you normally, when you put your arms up there, just do it, just put your arms there and then bring them into this form and hold them there. And maybe you will notice they will become heavy after a while. If I have to do this for 2-3 minutes, I will be very happy when I can take them down. So just take them down. And the interesting thing is, if you do it here with your body, if you use your chest, your hips, your thighs, yeah, and your lower legs, and this brings your arms into this verticality just by itself. They are light and they are weightless, and it's not painful at all. It's just fun to experience, hey, what are you doing there, up there? Yeah, we try it one more time. Yeah, there. Now I start to contract my lower body. And I allow my arms to feel it and to follow. And I contract. And the arms just find this position. And I'm really working very hard in my body to bring this into existence. But my arms don't do anything. They are just there. And then I let go. I'm sweaty and everything, but only because I'm working, have been working so hard down here. I was really trembling. You probably haven't seen it, but oh, yeah. And up here, everything was relaxed. Yeah? Just experiment with it. Good. We look into another aspect of the U, and most of the time when one tries to express the ooh, it's the I'm on my path, I'm on my way to you. You. Huh? But if you realize parallelity, how do the arms notice that they're parallel? Why are they not parallel now? They feel each other. In a way, they have a connection with each other. So ooh means also in a way lying on each other, not crossing on each other. So in this we do in this way, that you just take your hands a little bit apart, as you also do it for an art gesture, but it's just having your hands in these two spaces of left and right. And now you try to concentrate on these two spaces and make them flow together. And if they don't do it by themselves, you can use your arms to invite them. But maybe you manage that they move your arms. And then your hands start meeting. And you continue to let the energy of the two spaces to flow towards together, to unite. And the hand will start melting into each other. The elbows come in. And you experience it in your whole body. I'm becoming a plane, or in me, a plane comes into existence. And then I let go again. Just relax and keep this feeling of the two worlds have dreamt together and met, calmly lying on one another. I just come a little bit closer that you can see it better. And we do it two more times. And each time a little bit lower, yeah, Not much, still in a comfortable zone. The arms are there. Slowly let them stream together. They meet. And the streaming continues, and you see my hands are still a little bit open, the fingers do not touch. But when I let the stream continue and continue, and I'm not pressing my fingers now, I'm just streaming in, my elbows come in, and my fingers come closer and closer. They nearly start melting into each other. And despite of all, my chest feels not squeezed in. No. Just let go. That's the space my chest has experienced. Because when I stream in, there are also other streams coming out, and I just let my, yeah? My chest doesn't say, I want to be squeezed in. No, not with me. My chest just unfolds its power through this. We do it a third time, a little bit lower, yeah, maybe down here, that it has a relationship to the lower areas of your body, but do not just the way you are built. Huh? It's no problem. Yeah, it's just symbolic. I want to reach all levels of me. I'm here. I let it stream together. I try that the stream is doing it. And when the stream can't manage, I use my arms. And I let it come together. And I let it stream for a while. And observe what's happening in my fingers, in my elbows, in my knees, in my thighs. I let my chest grow and let the plane come into existence. And I let go. Now we have done it with the arms and it has affected also our legs. Now we just do it in the legs. Yeah? We just stand, the feet are pretty closed, but just and comfortable, but we also want to create this stream in from left and right, and the legs create this plane in between. I stand, I feel the spaces of left and right. I use my perception of my legs to support this fields. Stream in and my legs come closer and closer and closer. They start to become, to feel one, like a statue. Relax, make a step forward and repeat. And for those of you who want to make a step further, you can even say, okay, is the energy which brings me forward, which brings me on the toes. So why not going on the toes? And you will see it and it starts wobbling. And can I still maintain the streaming in from left and right despite all wobbling? And then when I go down again only in order to become bigger. Yeah? I connect with the earth in order to connect with the light. That's the U quality. So the heels a light in the end when they come down. I stand upright, I feel my uprightness, I feel that I let the energy from left and right stream together and make my feet come closer, creating this plane, creating this oneness, and slowly I go up and keep alive the streaming in. I'm still streaming in. The going on the toes is just the challenge, if I can keep it. And then I go slowly down. I keep the streaming in, the becoming one of my legs. Tenderly I touch the floor. Feel my uprightness and feel this oneness of my legs. And my chest react. So feel free if you want to go on the toes or not. The main thing is to create this oneness from the streaming in, from left and right. Now, the last exercise I want to show you, or we are suggesting for you to do, is the exercise Hope U. I myself, in my videos, have taught different versions. If you want to work therapeutically, you have aspects that at a certain moment you pull your toes up or you turn your hands inside out. For the purpose we are using here, we do not need this because we want to work with all these aspects of the counter currents, of the light aspects, of our connection to the upper U with the lower U, and so on. Yeah? And that's how it's described in the video, which is part of the course. So what I show you now is completely described in a 15 minutes video. Just stand upright and relax. Feel your center. Slowly go from your center down through the body, through the legs, but now allow the basic attitude of your legs, this wanting to go forward, to slightly carry you forward. Wow. Then open your hand from down there to a bowl, open to the space behind, receiving what's there, all of good forces behind you, like a rainbow in your hands. Wow. You lean backwards and you feel carried from behind. After a while, you just let go. Hands just rise by themselves, and then you enter the space of coming, streaming together what we've just practiced. Let the left and right stream in above your head, but in your whole body. Everything comes together from left and right. But feel connected with the star above you, and then slowly the star above you starts to sink into you through your head. And your stretched arm, just follow this path of the star, of this energy through your body down there. And when this streaming down reaches your lower body, your legs, it naturally leans you forward a little bit. And the chest feels free and big, despite of all streaming in from left and right. And allow this chest to expand now, give it free. And to take your arms along. Feel great. In a humble sense. This was the whole exercise. Maybe it was already possible to follow. It's not difficult, but it's rich of experience. We do it one more time. It's just going down, that leans me forward, making the bowl, which makes me lean behind, being supported from behind, letting go, having this streaming in from left and right, and inwardly going down. And again, having this inviting energy towards the world. Okay, let's do it once again, and I turn sidewards. Breathe. Arrive at your center. You have take as much time if you want. Do it quicker or slower than me, whatever. Slowly go through your body downwards. Go through your legs and allow them to carry you forward a little bit. Feel supported from within. Gently go towards the back. Create this bowl towards the space behind. Let you be carried backwards a little bit. Feel supported. Feel this bowl being filled with light. Feel the breath become big. Let your arms go. Reach the sky and let left and right flow together, creating this plane within you. Connect with your energy from above. Let this positive energy, like a star, sink through you, through your head, through your throat, through your heart, through your belly, through your legs. And feel this big breath, big chest, full of light which you brought. Let your chest expand, take your arms along, and let your breath react, relax. Feel your legs, feel your uprightness, feel the quality of light or darkness or color in your body. Take again a breath and sit down, relax, and let what we have been doing slowly disappear and resonate.